कान्दमलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the 5 names starting from the 311th Nama till the 315th Nama. So yesterday we saw as to Devi, she is one who likes playing because Devi loves everybody. Devi cannot but love everybody. So what is the reason that Devi loves everyone? So Devi loves everyone because everyone is Devi's own self. Everyone is Devi. So Devi cannot but love herself. Aham asmi sadha bhami kadachit na aham apriyah. Kadachit na aham apriyah. If we think that a person sometimes commits suicide, not liking himself, that suicide is because the person is unable to give himself happiness. He himself is unable to be happy, therefore he commits suicide. So Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that even the husband is loved for the sake of husband. Husband is loved for the sake of oneself, and the wife loves the husband not for the sake of the husband but because she loves and likes herself. So that is the reason why Devi loves everybody, because Devi is the underlying self of everything. Devi is everything. So since Devi is everything, therefore Devi cannot but love everybody. So that is the reason why. And this is made more clear in the first nama, Om Rasyayai Namaha. Rasya. So Rasya means one who has rasam and one who gives rasam to others. So we know that Gaudapada speaks about rasa aswadam as one of the obstacles to samadhi. Experiencing rasam or essence of the Atman, which is bliss, as an object that is limited. So rasam, Vedanta speaks about rasam, Taittiriya Upanishad speaks about rasam as Brahman. So rasam is Brahman. Rasam, the word rasam can mean quite a lot of things. Rasa Leela is based on rasam, but the word rasam itself means Brahman. Ananda Rupa Brahman is the meaning of the word rasam. So rasam anandam. So Devi is able to give anandam to everybody. Devi is able to give anandam to everybody because Devi is Ananda Swarupam. Devi's very nature is anandam. And that's the reason why Devi is rasya. So not only that Devi loves everybody, but Devi gives anandam to everything. So we may think that, I am getting attached to my father. Isn't that like that attachment that I create? It's not like the happiness that I get from attachment. It's not from Brahman. It's not from Devi, but it's from myself. So no, that's not how it works. So anandam is not in the object, but anandam is within us. Anandam is within the self. That self which is one with Devi. So if anandam is in father, then two children should love the father the same way. One person loves, other person hates. So if happiness is in an object, then everybody should be able to get happiness from the object. But we see that it is not how it works. So that itself means that happiness, even the limited happiness that we get from the external world, that it comes out of the Atman, but since it is based on the object, therefore it is limited. So limited happiness, when it is objects, when it is Namarupam, we get limited happiness. But if we go beyond the Namarupam on to the underlying substratum of Devi, on to Brahman, then we will get eternal happiness. Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkayonaya evate adhyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. Happiness that is attained out of external objects, external sense objects, they are limited. They have a beginning and end. Therefore, the wise person doesn't take resort to them. Bahyasparsheshvasattatma vindati atmani yatsukam sa brahmayoga yuktatma sukam akshayam ashnute. So bahyasparsheshu asattatma, person knows that external objects will give only sorrow, because adhyantavanta kaunteya, they have a beginning and end, therefore they will give dukkam alone. So bahyasparsheshu asaktatma, a person is not attached to bahyasparsheshu, sense objects, happiness out of sense objects, and as a result of that, vindati atmani yat sukam, such a person gets something from the Atman. What is that Atman? Sukam akshayam ashnute, akshayam sukam, akshayam, chayam means decay, akshayam means without decay, decayless, changeless, that which doesn't get reduced. Such an Atman, such a person, such happiness from such an Atman, a person gets. A sadhaka, when a sadhaka seeks or gets rid of attachment or craving for external object, and he seeks happiness from the Atman, he gets eternal happiness. That is what is meant by this nama rasya. Devi is one who can give eternal happiness, but Devi cannot just give eternal happiness unless we apprehend Devi, unless we see Devi, unless we pierce through Nama Rupam and recognize Devi as pervading the entire world, as a substratum of Nama Rupam, we cannot get Anandam. So the only way to get Anandam, oh, Krishna has said that I'll give Anandam. So Krishna doesn't say that. Kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachedasam abito brahma nirvanam vartate vidita atmanam. Kama krodha viyuktanam, for a person who doesn't have kama krodham is not there itself means dvaita bhavam is not there, which means he doesn't see nama rupam. So kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam, he is striving, he is always focused. Yata chetasam, he has controlled his mind. He has controlled his mind through regular or rigorous practice so that it doesn't get attached to kama krodham. It doesn't perceive nama rupam, instead it sees Brahman everywhere. Such a person, abhito brahma nirvanam vartate vidita atmanam, such a person has known the self as rasya. Out of rasya self, there can only be one thing that can come out of rasya self, which is anandam. And abhito brahma nirvanam, abhitah, surrounding, paritah, everywhere around such a person there will only be anandam. So that is the meaning of this nama. Rasya is one who gives anandam. But one who gives anandam, for a person who goes beyond nama rupam, who constantly practices remembrance of Devi or Brahman as pervading the entire world, as a substratum of mithya jagat, such a person will be able to see rasya. And when he sees rasya, he will get rasam out of rasya. His next nama is Om Ranak Kinkini Mekalai Namaha. So Mekala, Mekala means Devi's Udhyanam. So Ranat Kinkini. So in Devi's Udhyanam has lot of jewels which make tinkling sound always. So Devi is one who is wearing a Udhyanam that makes sound tingling noise because of the bells, we can call, or something like that. I'm not getting the right word for it. So chalangai is the Tamil word for it. So chalangai, because of the chalangai or those small bells in Devi's Udhyanam, that makes a lot of tingling sound. So what does tingling sound has to do with Vedanta? It has got nothing to do with Vedanta, but for a person who is able to remain focused on Ishvara, that tingling sound itself denotes quite a lot for the Vedantic Sadhaka. So what does tingling sound denote? The tingling sound, when we see somebody wearing a kulisu or necklace, so one who wears like kind of chain on their feet or legs, so when somebody wears it, when such a person is walking by, immediately our glance will fall on the person. So Devi is wearing bells in her Udhyanam, so that is for attracting us. So Devi loves us so much. Again, why does Devi love us so much? Because Devi wants us to realize our own self, which is Devi. Devi is as if hiding. So Devi is hiding inside us. We are not letting Devi come out of our hidden heart. So Devi wants to come out. Therefore, she is constantly calling out. She is constantly seeking attention. Devi is seeking attention always. So any moment, at any point of time, if we are attentive, we can see Devi as present everywhere. It just requires a little bit of attention and intellectual conviction. So if we have the desire and little bit attention, so attention is the main thing. If we pay attention to whatever is happening around us, we can immediately find Devi in everything. So each and every object is crying out. So Bhagavatam speaks about Shuka Brahma Rishi, or Shuka, when like Shuka started going away from Vyasa. So Vyasa was walking by behind, or running behind Shuka, calling out, "Oh Shuka, oh my dear son." And at that time, all the trees around Vyasa replied back, "Oh father, what father?" That is because Vyasa was in that state. Shuka was in that state. Shuka like didn't differentiate between anything in the world. He was able to see Brahman everywhere. And as a result of that, when Vyasa called out, everything replied back, "Father." That's one way of seeing it. Another way of seeing it is, Vyasa was attached to his son. And when Vyasa, for a second, that attachment to the son who is abiding in Brahman, that means attachment to Brahman itself, when that attachment becomes really big, really huge, that without that object, without Ishvara, I cannot live. So Dehatmadiva Brahmatmadir Dhadye Kritakrityatam Yadatadayam Mriyate Mukto Asau Natra Samshayah. So Shankara says at the end of Laguvakya Vritti that Dehatmadivat Brahmatmadidhadye. We have the conviction that I am Deham. The conviction is so strong that we get attached to people around us. We say, "Oh, I have to take care of my father. Oh, I have to take care of my mother. Oh, I have to take care of my brother." Where does father come from? Father is because he gave birth to this particular body. So that means Dehatma Buddhi is too much. When even as our conviction about I am the body is really strong, if we get such a strong conviction about Brahman, then such a person realizes immediately he goes beyond Jananam and Maranam. So Vyasa was able to get the attachment to Brahman the same as our attachment to people around us. He got the strong attachment to Ishvara, and as a result of that attachment, everything cried out to him as, oh Father. Everything will cry out. So the entire world is always shouting at the top of its voice that I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Everything that we see is shouting, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. But we fail to notice because we are not giving attention. We are not paying attention. We get stuck at the Namarupam level. Therefore, we just look around for Namarupam. So we just hear the particular Namarupam and say, oh, I have to take care of my father. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do that. All those we say. So we are stuck at Namarupam. We only recognize Namarupam. If we pay a little bit attention to what is beyond Namarupam, then we will be able to hear the tingling sound of Devi. And this tingling sound is not like the sound of our father or mother. It's not like the sound of our parents or people around us. As Amrita Swarupananda beautifully said, relatives just exploit us. They know how to cheat us. We can look around. We ourselves are testimony of people trying to cheat us each and every moment of our life. We may think that, oh, they love me, like I have to take care of them. They love me really, I also love them. But what do we get out of that love? Nothing but cheating. We get tricked out of or from those people are able to use our love to their own benefit. Oh, no, no, that is not how it works. If that is not how, like we should go and ask our parents and say, like, do you really care as to what I want? If that is the case, then write out everything. Whatever you have, whatever wealth you have, sign a blank paper and give it to me. How many fathers will do that? We'll end up with zero. No father will do that because everybody loves themselves. They just exploit us. They just see a weakness in us, which is the love, and they just exploit us. And we can let ourselves be exploited. At the same time, the tingling sound is always there. But we just ignore it and go behind exploitation. So as Krishna says, the spiritual path is like Visham, or very tough in beginning. It might seem that, oh, I have to do 6 hours of sadhana, I have to do 7 hours of sadhana, I have to sit and listen to this person attacking me each and every day. So it might appear to be really bad, really struggling, whereas worldly path will be like blissful in the beginning. But as it goes by, as it passes on, at the end we'll find that the happiness that was there in the beginning for worldly pleasures, for the worldly path, that will vanish soon. But the spiritual path might appear to be tough in the beginning, but it will give us eternal happiness in the long run. That is the reason why Yama says about those two paths as Shreyo Margam and Preyo Margam. Preyo Margam, the worldly path appears really attractive, whereas Shreyo Margam is not attractive, but it can give us anandam. It's up to us as to what to choose. If we neglect to hear the tingling sound of Devi crying out, Brahman crying out from each and every object that I exist, I am Brahman. I am not Namarupam, I am Brahman. If we fail to recognize it, if we just ignore it, then we will have to face the consequences, which is dukkham. The consequence, the only consequence that can happen or that can come out of ignoring Devi is dukkham, because when we ignore Devi, rasya vanishes. So when the rasya vanishes, there is no rasam, there is no anandam, our life will be filled with dukkham. Whatever we have will be filled with dukkham alone. Oh, is it just dukkham alone? Won't I get a lot of money? If I take the Preyo Margam, I can show attachment, I can also exploit people and get things. So, no, that wouldn't happen. Why? Because Devi is Om Ramaye Namaha. Devi is Rama. So, Rama Devi means Lakshmi Devi. Devi is the goddess of wealth. If we ignore the tingling sound of Devi, then wealth also will vanish. So then why is Bill Gates having lot of money? Yes, he may have it for one birth, he may have it for two births, he may have it for 10 births, but it will definitely vanish. There is only one thing certain about the entire world, and that is, it is always changing and it will give us dukkham. Today we may have a lot of wealth, today we may be in a very good position, very good place, very good environment, we have everything what we want, external, worldly, essential pleasure we have, but that will not stay for long. Traivadhyamam somapa putapapa yajnairishtva swargatim prarthayante te punyamasadya surendra lokam ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan tetam buktva swargalokam vishalam kshine punye martyalokam vishanti evam trayi dharmam anuprapannaha gatagatam kama kama labante. So if we do lot of good karmas, if we follow the three Vedas and do lot of good karmas, then we may get lot of punya. And as a result of that punya, we may go to Swargaloka and ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan, deva bhogan ashnanti. So we will enjoy deva bhogam, bhogam in deva loka, swargaloka along with devas, but chine punye, when that punyam, we exhaust that punyam is a balance, like a bank balance. The more money we take from the bank, it will get exhausted. So when that gets exhausted, martyalokam mishanti, we'll have to come back to martyalokam. And evam trayi dharma manuprapannaha, if we think worldly actions can give us eternal happiness, then what would happen is gatagatam, going and coming, going to swargaloka and coming to martyaloka, kama kama labante, that is what would happen for us. Our desires will be fulfilled only by going up and down, going here, going down. And finally, we will get bored of it because we won't get eternal bliss out of it. So, eternal bliss is possible only when we recognize the tingling sound of Devi. And if we recognize the tingling sound of Devi, Goddess of Wealth will always be with us. We will not want wealth, but still wealth will be there. So, if we look at Amma, we can find Amma is able to donate, like a couple of weeks back, she donated 21 million, if I am right, I may be wrong, 2 or 3 crores of rupees for Bihar flood. So Amma is able to give a lot of money, but she doesn't keep anything with her. How is it possible that whenever Amma wants, she has money? She earlier, when I went to meet Amma the first time, there would be something called Kudil Darshanam. Darshan in a hut, in a very small hut, Amma used to give darshan. So from that hut on to today, Amma has the wealth. Whenever she wanted, she has it. So that is real wealth. Real wealth is wealth being there whenever we want it, however we want it. So that is what Om Ramaye Namaha. Unless we recognize the tingling sound, we will not get eternal bliss, eternal wealth, the eternal wealth which will never vanish. So if we are realized, whenever we want, we will have whatever we want, we will have it. Oh, is it that way? Can a jnani think about something and get it? Yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati vishuddha sattvah kamayate yamsha kaman tam tam lokam jayate tamsha kaman tasmad atmajnyam hi archet bhuti kamah. So yam yam lokam manasa sambibhati vishuddha sattvah, a person whose mind is purified, very pure, vishuddha sattvah, very pure with knowledge, such a person, yam yam lokam, whatever lokam manasa sambibhati, he just thinks in his mind, kamayate yamsha kaman, whatever kamas come in his mind, immediately that tam tam lokam jayate tamsha kaman, that world will be created, that kama will be fulfilled. So that is why it is said in the Puranas, Purana speak about Vishwamitra creating the Trishanku Swargam. Vishwamitra, he was realized, he had the Vishuddha Sattva, therefore he was able to create a new Swargaloka itself. So, if we are realized, then we will be able to get whatever we want, but as Vishwamitra didn't create Swarga for himself, he created it for somebody else. That is because if we are realized, we have got that anadi nidana. So that anadi, without adi and antam, without endless wealth, we have the wealth of peace, the wealth of happiness, the wealth of contentment. When we have that anandam, there is nothing else to know. There will be nothing else. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshatah yat jnatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. O Arjuna, I will instruct you jnanam and vijnanam, by knowing which there'll be nothing else remaining to know. Yat jnatva neha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate, there will be nothing else remaining to know. That by knowing which everything becomes known. Kasminnu bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. When that is known, the eternal wealth we have got, after that there is nothing else to gain. So such a person might play in the world, like Amma or Vishwamitra creating a Trishangu Swargam, might create. Whenever required, it will be, powers will be there, everything will be there, but that will not be needed for the person himself because he is complete, he is Purnam. The next nama is Rakendu Badanaye Namaha. So Badana, Devi's face is Rakendu, so Purna Chandran. So Devi's face is like a Purna Chandran. So what does Purna Chandran denote? Purna Chandran denotes completeness. So Devi is Rama, Devi is Rasya, and Devi is complete in all aspects. So that completeness, if we hear the tingling sound of Devi, we will also get that completeness. And when we get that completeness, all desires in our mind will be fulfilled because Om Rati Rupaye Namaha. So Rati Rupa, Devi is Rati, Kameshwara, Manmada's wife, Kamadeva's wife, is Rati. So Rati itself means someone who is very attractive. So Rati means someone who is attractive, which means Rati is something that we really seek. So everybody wants a beautiful person in front of them. So Rati is what we always seek. So all our seekings, all our desires will be fulfilled by Devi because she is perfect, complete in all aspects. So the only thing that a sadhaka has to do, the only thing, one and only thing that a sadhaka has to do in order to become complete, in order to be fulfilled, is listen to the tingling sound. The tingling sound is always there. Everything in the world is crying out aloud that I am Brahman. Namarupam is mithya. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. Everything is shouting. We just have to pay a little attention, and then we will also be able to be in that, in the state of Brahman, ever rejoicing in Anandam. May Amma bless us, so that such a day might come soon. Namaskar.